This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Finally Friday, day 28 of the partial government shutdown. IRS has announced they're recalling 46,000 furloughed workers to process tax returns and get refund checks in the mail. But they say they won't do any audits until everyone returns to work. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is disinviting the president from giving his State of the Union address, which was scheduled to occur on the 29th. She wants him to wait till the government reopens or submit his address in writing. And if the shutdown continues, Atlanta is now worried about the Super Bowl. In particular, how are 110,000 fans going to fly out of their airport on Monday after the game? TSA sickouts are slowing down security screenings now. Imagine if the shutdown goes on another 3 weeks. The German auto company Continental, which is most well known for its tires, is developing a self-driving delivery van that's filled with robot delivery dogs. If this thing ever gets perfected, it would be able to park in a neighborhood and then release these robot delivery dogs with package holders into the streets. The dogs would then go door-to-door, making sure everybody gets the stuff they ordered. Here's a checkup from the neck up. Researchers at the U of M have discovered people who become social media addicts engage in the same kinds of behaviors as those who are addicted to drugs. Seems that many of these addicts end up using the same bad decision-making processes as people who abuse opioids, cocaine, and meth. Yikes. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. I've said it before, if you're sick, stay home. It seems Americans are taking fewer and fewer sick days. According to research by LinkedIn, on average, employees took just 2.5 sick days in 2018, and 20% of workers surveyed said they couldn't afford to miss a day of work. Here's a new trend, people working from home when they're under the weather, instead of using time to rest and get better. According to Dr. Robert Glatter, an emergency care physician in New York, if you're going to stay home, that means rest, don't work. Sleep is how you fight the illness. It's a restorative medicine. When you deprive yourself of that, you're prolonging the illness for longer. I love it when sick people come into the office just for a little while, just long enough to spread their germs, then leave. Stay home, will you? Speaking of staying at home, how much would stay-at-home moms make if they earned a salary for their work? Not surprisingly, a lot. New data from Salary.com says stay-at-home parents would earn $162,000 if they were paid for all they did. They came up with this amount by asking thousands of stay-at-home moms how much of their time they'd spend doing things like cleaning, cooking, laundry, yard work, driving the kids around, running errands, paying bills, keeping track of schedules, and basically being CEO for the family. One another shocker. Stay-at-home moms say they work up to 96 hours a week. Another chance to donate life today, this time in Hartford. Blood drive from 11:30 a.m. to 5:15 at Decatur High School, put on by the American Red Cross. If you're at least 17, in good health, and have not given in the last 56 days, maybe you should today. 11:30 to 5:15 at Decatur High School. Learn more about this drive and other area drives upcoming at redcrossblood.org. Knucklehead news out of Ohio, where a teenager who had her phone taken away by her dad as punishment called 911 to report it stolen. The 16-year-old called from her Cleveland home, told the dispatcher, "My father took property, which is an $800 phone that does not belong to him. I just want him to return the phone, and I could leave and go to my grandmother's." Police were dispatched to the home and spoke to the girl's dad, who said he'd taken the phone away as punishment. Police left without writing any tickets, but explained to the dramatic teenager that owning a phone is a privilege. Maybe Dad should keep the cell phone and give her a rotary phone instead. That would be another week of the Daily Buzz. If you have something I should buzz about, get it to me. Paul at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Carrier Pigeon works, or you could leave a message on our Facebook or Twitter page. Catch up on a show you might have missed this week, this weekend, at WCSY.com, where the podcasts live, as well as iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.